Malusi's Everyday Zulu, turning isiZulu into Easy Zulu on East Coast Breakfast.
And with that, we say, Sawubona Melusi! Teacher, what is our word of the day, please?
Our word is umbani.
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 I love how I act like surprised with the word.
I literally know the word.
Kerry says to me, the word today is the. Can I say the? Yes, sometimes.
Melusi, before you explain the word, can we get a Darren Moore explanation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Darren, what do you think umbani is?
I don't want to give it away, but I'm quite sure I know what it is.
Okay, sweet.
Like when you're young and you don't like somebody, then you wait until break, you go behind the groundsman's shed, and then you have umbani.
I was way off then.
And then everyone stands around you going, umbani, 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 umbani.
He's saying a bunny, right? A little bunny.
Yeah.
That's what English speakers call a fight,
right? No, I know.
Am I wrong? How far am I?
You're horrible.
Look, it depends on how hard one gets struck.
I was going to say, isn't it lightning?
Yes, lightning.
Oh!
So you can get a lightning clap in a bunny, right?
Exactly. If you back there with Lorena or Floyd Money Mayweather or Triple G, then you got hit with umbani.
Exactly. You got hit with umbani. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's lightning. Something that we're very familiar with, yeah.
But now, so can it be used metaphorically as well? Or is it just like that in the distance there is lightning, it is going to rain? Or can it be used almost like metaphors, like that guy got here, umbani, like lightning?
Well, not like that, but yes, you can use it metaphorically, but not in terms of speed, the way you're doing it, you know. But how we started, perhaps, where something struck you so hard, do you know what I mean? It was like umbani. So, yeah.
Okay. Lightning. So it's more the force of lightning.
No, it's actually, yes, the force of lightning metaphorically is, but umbani is lightning itself.
Okay, let's see if our class captain can use it in a sentence.
No. Yeah.
Okay, Sky, so, umbani.
Besidlala irugby ngeweekend, satishe sashawa umbani. We're playing rugby on the weekend and then we got struck by lightning.
Teacher, what do you give him out of 10 for that one?
Yeah, no, that was perfect.
Oh,
that was perfect.
10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Okay, four marks.
10 out of 10.
Okay, class captain wannabe?
Guys, buga phezulu, ukhona umbani.
That sounded like spot on to me.
Famous last words.
Okay, I'll get you. Darren Moore.
I've used mine.
What did you say?
Yeah, what did you say?
The class, the school.
You know what? We do have a nice fight coming up. On the 5th of May, Cinco Mayo, we've got Saul Canelo Alvarez.
Alvarez, yeah.
Defending his title, and he'll maybe pick up a fourth title for himself. And I can promise you, I don't even know the opponent's name, but he is going to feel umbani on that night.
Yeah, it can work.
Yeah, that's great.
It can work.
That works.
All right, thank you. Thank you, teacher.
Detention.
All right, Sky, tell the kids what they need to do.
Yo, kids, I'm sure you can do better than Darren.
Hey.
He's been so naughty this morning.
No, I'm having an off day.
If you're not as naughty as Darren Moore, and your name is also Tyson, send us a WhatsApp, 061-792-9495. I'm so disappointed.
What must they do in the WhatsApp?
Oh, yeah, you must tell us your umbani sentence.
Use umbani in a sentence, kids.
Thank you, teacher. All right, Melusi, we'll catch you next week.
Okay, thank you.